and it's easy to get caught up in whether it's continuing to fight unnecessary battles or, for lack of a better word, clout, because, like, you know, that one character, Lockjaw, was doing anything to join, like, the Christmas Adventurers Club. I think that's what it was called. And it just kind of shows, like, in the society that we're in, we're, you know, we're so keen on getting titles and getting ahead. Like, we don't care at what cost. Like, in the end, he ended up hurting his own daughter, like, emotionally, and putting her, like, in danger. And it was just, like, the lengths he would go to, like, join this, like, ridiculous club. It's, like, a matter of your priorities are mismatched. It's, like, you could be using your power and your voice to do something more positive and more adding value, or, you know, just deciding to better yourself, because obviously, like, that character made, like, poor decisions at the beginning of the film, and it's just, like, he could have, he could have really grown, but instead of growing, he just becomes very selfish, and unfortunately, I feel like that's a missed opportunity for him to prove he could be a good dad, or show that, like, his violent past stayed in the past. And I also want to talk a little bit about Leonardo DiCaprio's performance, especially that phone call scene. I think the reason why I really like this movie is towards the middle of it, I felt like it really picked up, and just playing on the absurdism, and, you know, in theater, having two opposing forces makes for, like, really good conflict and drama, and is just very interesting to watch. Like, the stakes are really high, and obviously the stakes were high in this movie, as, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio's trying to keep his daughter safe. I think the more desperate he gets, the more exciting it is to watch, because the performance that he puts on is so compelling. No, it's very, very fun to watch. And, I mean, even his costuming looks, like, ridiculous, and, you know, just the hoops he has to jump through. I don't know, something about him being in, like, this violent world, but then also, like, a dad, and, like, him looking very silly to try and go find her, it just, like, really humanizes his character and makes him really...
The old standard, Am I Blue, in a brand new up-to-date version. But people first heard it this way. The year 1929. A song, a songwriter, and a singer.
Oh, was I gay till today? Now he's gone and we're through. Am I blue?
Then, from a songwriter's inspiration, came one of 1929's biggest hit records.
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these crazy desires killing you? Am I blue? You'd be too. If each girl in your man could feel through.
Musically, a great deal has happened in three decades. today's hit single needs a lot more. A catchy sound. A catchy rhythm. A catchy voice.
Was I gay?
Everyone making singles looks for that elusive hit sound that can bring a recording artist $50,000 for an hour's work. The arranger makes his contribution when he reaches into his bag of tricks. He thinks of instrumentation, maybe an electric organ. No, that's not right. Maybe trumpets. No, not right again. How about rock and roll? Maybe, but let's try Latin. Or maybe the big band sound. However, this is a vocal single. So maybe we'd better introduce our arranger, Carl Brandt, to our vocalist, Joni Summers. Joni, meet Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Hi, Joni. Joni, have you ever sung this song before?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's a great old tune, and I think you will enjoy it. Let's see, let's try it in F, huh?
Am I blue?
I think you're right. Let's try it and see, huh?
Am I blue? Am I blue?
Is this key okay for you?
Fine.
Good. Well, we'll do that. Now, let's see. What about tempo? Let's try it about this tempo, huh?
Am I blue?
Feeling here on this thing. Maybe this is a little too swingy for this day and age with rock and roll and so on. Wait a minute. I've got an idea for an introduction. Something like this. And in the band with the saxes and vibes, it'd sound like this. I think we need a little more into this introduction than just the saxes and vibes. To add a little interest, we can use a skip beat figure in the bass using the bass trombone and the string bass on it.
A week passes. The arrangement is finished, a part for each musician is copied, and musicians are hired, and the studio is booked. The hour for recording arrives. The arranger, hearing his work for the first time, has some new ideas.
Bill, can you give us a little more afterbeat, please?
Okay.
And real heavy on 2 and 4. Let's take it from the top.
Searching for that startling something that might help make this single a hit, the conductor asks the trombones for a special effect.
Now, boys, will you try something? And Thorny, we're going to do a... The boys are going to pop their mouthpieces with the palm of their hand. And,
never get them out
for
again.
Sound.
Be stuck in there for...
Bar 39, please. One.
It may take half an hour until everyone's happy with the arrangement. And then a tense young vocalist steps up to the mic.
Julie, it's your turn on mic. Let's take this whole arrangement from the top.
All right.
Okay, here we go. From the top. One, two, three.
So that the band won't be picked up on Joni's mic, she's placed in an isolation booth with a directional mic.
Am I blue? Am I blue?
Joni, what are you making some noise back there? I can't seem to figure what it is.
I'm tapping my feet.
Uh-oh, better try it with your shoes off this time.
All right.
But that's just one of the unexpected sounds that sometimes interrupt recording sessions.
Okay, from the top again.
One, two.
Bless you.
Accidental interruptions are one thing. Creative ones are another. Here, the conductor teaches Joni something about interpretation.
Going into the change of key here, can you raise your pickups something like the trumpets are doing? Da, 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 da.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's try it once more. Same spot. Here we go.
The producer, always searching for the right words as well as sound, has another idea.
Here we go. One, two, three.
Am I blue?
Change the lyrics here from "If each plan with your man done fell through" to "If you try, but your guy won't be true." You got that straight?
Got it.
Eventually, the performance is polished to everyone's satisfaction. Now, the producer, conductor, vocalist, musicians, and engineers concentrate on recording the basic master take.
B-10,998, take 8.
Sounds like we finally have a good take. But there's one important part still to come. We've got to learn how Joni Summers becomes her own vocal trio.
Was a time I was his only one.
After the session, perhaps days or weeks later, Joni's back in the recording studio. Her only accompaniment is a set of earphones through which he hears her single voice as she first recorded it with the band.
I was his only one, but now I'm both sad and lonely.
Listening to her voice track, Joni now sings the second part in harmony to her original solo.
I was his only one, but now
and now, one final time through for three-part harmony.
Was a time I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one.
After this recording session, our master tape is ready. The song that was composed in 1929... like this.
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you?
Emerges three decades later as the brand new record everyone hopes will be a million seller.
Tears in these eyes telling you.
steps yet. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Motherfucker. Kneel before Zorn.
Fading light of my deluded mind.
time. I drown the pharaohs in the sea.
Good evening and welcome to the Tomasi Party. Just find inside and help yourself. We have a wide selection of downloads if you're not enjoying them. So sit down and couch out at your own leisure. Get some go-go girls for the fact that's now.
Soul once, Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. with Amy Lawless on Radio Valencia, Sounds of the Mission. This is Amy Lawless, and I approve this message.
Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
If loneliness drives some girls to prostitution, it drives some men in another direction. The history of homosexuality is as long as the history of man. From the glory that once was Greece to the decadence that destroyed Rome, homosexuality has been both despised and idolized. Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Frederick the Great, Leonardo da Vinci, and Michelangelo are but some of the names that any homosexual will point to as examples of virility and a defense of his way of life. Though nothing new, homosexuality is having an upsurge since the war. Whether it is an actual increase or merely an increased public acceptance is a point to be argued. The Mattachine Society, an organization for homosexuals, claims that one male out of six is homosexual. Homosexuals no longer hide in shadows, giving secret signals of recognition to each other. But rather they have joined together into groups or clubs in an attempt to seek freedom and acceptability for their type of sexual inclination. They can be found in all walks of life and on any street in this lonely world, forever searching for whatever it is that drives them on.
is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock. Tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and never forget to raise our fists up.
Excuse me?
Yeah?
Do you know how to do laundry?
What?
Well, this is a laundromat, right?
Yeah.
Well, I've never done laundry before, and I don't know how.
You're kidding.
No.
Well, the instructions are on the inside of the lid.
Inside the lid?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, inside the lid, eh? Let's see. Ah, there we are. To wash clothes, follow these five easy steps. Okay. Number one, put clothes in machine. All right. Number two, put in detergent.
Okay.
Number three, close lid.
Hello.
Sing the same.